Today's Dakota Datebook is part of an ongoing weekly series produced in partnership with the Department of Public Instruction on Indigenous Peoples themes.
North Dakota Native American Essential Understanding Number 3 is about sharing and generosity. It states, Native people have rich traditions of sharing and generosity, which include gifting, shared meals, powwow gatherings, shared living spaces, and care for relatives, including the environment, natural resources, and waters. In today's episode of Dakota Datebook, we'll hear Jesse Taken Alive, enrolled member of Standing Rock, talk about the importance of being thankful for elders.
I really always thank our elders for maintaining the truth, if you will, maintaining the language, the sacrifices, everything that they did, so we can today talk about how our language is coming back. See the involvement by young people in our ceremonies, which were outlawed, if you will, until August 11th of 1978. I could still hear my great-grandfather, who didn't speak English, giving me advice, and the sage knowledge, if you will, the Lakota understandings of life that he impressed upon me. I try my best to do that likewise with young people and those around me. And I think back about those other elders, my parents, of course, and now me getting a chance to be my missus and I should say, we're getting a chance to be grandparents, not only parents, but grandparents. And how do we do that? What we call the creator, Tunkashila, which means grandfather. When our grandchildren call me, they don't say Tunkashila, but they say the derivative of it, and it's a Lala. They're in our language, which is spiritual. They're referring to me as the person on this earth that they expect to be that grandfather.
I'm Sharla Stever. If you'd like to learn more about the North Dakota Native American Essential Understandings and to listen to more Indigenous elder interviews, visit www.teachingsofourelders.org. Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota. Funding for this series is from Humanities ND and the North Dakota Department of Public Instruction.